This is Dr. Schumacher dictating an initial history and physical. Note on Jemiah Spencer, last name S-P-E-N-S-E-R, first name Jemiah, J-A-M-I-A, sorry, J-A-M-I-E. Date seen was August 8, 2022. Place was the Pines of Lapeer, assisted living. This paragraph patient profile, Mrs. Spencer, a 46-year-old female who moved in recently to the Pines period. I understand that she was going through a divorce and she needs a group home for 24-hour care, period. She's legally blind in both eyes due to a stroke in 2000, period. She had preeclampsia, which led to the stroke, and progressed to eclampsia, and she had seizures, period. She had persistent weakness in the upper extremities and lower extremities, period. She did have physical therapy at her early period. She reports that the therapy helped, period. Her last hospitalization was during January of 2001 for implantation of a baclofen pump, period. She has obstructive sleep apnea, is heavy set, but does not use a CPAP machine, period. She has hypertension, is currently stable, and most readings here have been normal, although it was borderline at 142 over 80 today, period. She gets headaches, usually tension headaches from time to time, period. She needs help with mobilizing, period. She can feed herself and wash herself. And she manages her own appointments, period. She still feels weak in her legs and seems to weaken in this sense, and thus requests some physical therapy again, period. She does get muscle spasticity and uses baclofen, which helps, period. She was not in much pain when seen and was relatively comfortable, period. New paragraph. She denies any current cardiac symptoms such as headaches and pain, such as chest pain or palpitations, but she does get headaches, period. Her blood pressure has been mostly stable, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. No fever, chills, or major weight change. Eye. She is legally blind in both eyes. ENT, no sore throat, hoarseness, or earache. Respiratory. No dyspnea, cough, or phlegm. Cardiovascular, no angina, palpitations, or dizziness. GI, no bowel pain, vomiting, bleeding, or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria, or other complaints. And she states she's continent. Neurologic, she has poor vision, she has weakness in all limbs, period. She's not ambulatory. Musculoskeletal, she denies acute arthralgias, even though excessive bruising and bleeding. Skin, no rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash, itch, or major lesions, period. No wounds, period. In paragraph passes, she's fathered for preeclampsia leading to stroke and legal blindness, period. She had a tracheostomy in 2020, period. She has backflip and pump implants. She has migraines and hypertension, period. In paragraph family history, her mother and father are deceased, period. Her mother had diabetes, mellitus, and hypertension, period. Her father is deceased and had cancer, diabetes, stroke, and hypertension, period. She has living... siblings, period. She has no natural children. New paragraph, social history. No smoking, no ethanol abuse, period. She didn't go to college, period. New paragraph, medication. Multivitamins, 1 PO daily. Baclofen, 20 milligrams, 3 times a day. Milosec, 20 milligrams daily. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed, ill appearing. Blood pressure 142 over 80, temperature 98.2, pulse was 80, O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck exam. She's legally blind. People don't react. Ex-ocular movements. Mostly intact. Use normal inspection. Hearing was good. Orbicose are normal. Neck supple, no mask, no nose, no cyromegaly. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal SNS2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, she's legally blind, otherwise trained in a grossly intact period. In both upper extremities, the strength was about 2 out of 5, and the lower extremities on the left, 4 out of 5, and the right. I'm saying that both lower extremities are 2 out of 5, correctly. Both lower, you know, 2 out of 5, and she has a left, upper extremity, I think, 4 out of 5. Right, lower extremity is weak. Left plantar was upgoing, and the right plantar was downgoing, period. Sensation of attack, except in the right, second, and third digits. Of the toes. Musculoskeletal. There's a hugely weak period. No joint inflammation or effusion period. There's a left hand contracture period. No cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without rash or major lesions. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Spence had a stroke and has generalized weakness and wishes her further therapy because she has declined lately, period. She moved into the Pines because of the need for assisted living with some of her 8 activities of daily living, period. For spasticity, I'll continue back within 20 milligrams daily, period. 2. Her hypertension appears controlled on moderate more readings, period. 3. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease and alkalinity by Losec 20 milligrams daily. 4. Due to the generalized weakness, I'll order home care physical therapy at the facility, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.